Federal immigration agents are investigating Walmart, the world's largest retailer, for possible collusion in a scheme to hire illegal immigrants. In a nationwide raid yesterday, agents arrested as many as 300 illegal workers. Those workers were hired by outside contractors who had been convicted for similar violations. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
A Walmart spokesman says the company uses more than 100 third-party contractors. They hire the crews who clean nearly 1,000 Walmart stores. In 1998 and 2001, several of these contractors were convicted for recruiting illegal immigrants, and dozens of the workers were deported. But federal law enforcement officials say the practice did not end. And they tell wire services that recordings of meetings and conversations suggest that corporate Walmart executives knew this. One executive's office at headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas, was also searched in the raid, with agents hauling off several boxes of documents. Walmart spokesman Tom Williams says the company is cooperating with authorities.
We tried to require contractors to use only legal workers, and so essentially that's what we strive to do. Beyond that, I couldn't say at this point, as everything unfolds around us, we are trying to understand exactly what the details are and the scope of it.
Immigration experts say the law does not require Walmart to make sure its contractors are above board. That's considered inordinately cumbersome. It's as if, says one, you hired Molly maids to clean your house and were responsible for vetting their workers. But knowledge of illegal practice shifts the burden and could bring civil or criminal charges. Kathleen Walker of the American Immigration Lawyers Association applauds any disruption of a smuggling ring if that's what's happened. But given the immigration agency's limited resources and urgent national priorities, she also questions the focus of the high-profile operation.
I just really wonder about whether or not we're worried about interdiction of terrorism when we're taking down people providing cleaning services at Walmart stores.
Immigration officials say they routinely conduct workplace raids, but operations since 9/11 have largely focused on sites of national security, like airports and seaports. Those arrested yesterday are mostly from Eastern Europe. They'll be put into deportation proceedings. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.